Had the great pleasure of talking to Keone Kella earlier this week, and we talk about a lot of topics. A two-part interview with the Pirates closer, who has had, I think, an up-and-down, being-kind relationship with reporters, and maybe even with the fan base. But we first kind of ease into the interview. We discuss what he's been doing here during the pandemic, how he's staying in shape and getting his work in.
I've been able to have one of my teammates that we played together in the Texas Rangers organization, Dylan Tate, and his cousin out here. We've just been getting some work in and be able to get some video on it, just try to stay in alignment with everything moving forward in hopes that the season, you know, continues.
When, speaking of the Rangers, when Oscar Marin came over, what was your original reaction? And obviously you have a bit of a history with him going back to the Ranger days. I would like to think that you're somewhat relieved that there was a familiar face coming in to be your pitching coach.
Yeah, man, I was very happy when I saw Oscar's face and, you know, got to hear that he was going to come over to Pittsburgh, just because, you know, he was my first professional pitching coach when I signed in 2012. So to be able to come up through the ranks with him, you know, and see his journey, watch him get to the big leagues is a really cool and awesome experience to be a part of that, you know, and then now to see him in Pittsburgh and still be able to get lessons and learn from each other. It's really cool.
So I didn't realize that you go all the way back to the minor league. So he's almost been with you since day one, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I've known Oscar for about 8 years now.
So what is his biggest attribute, since you probably know him as well as anybody on the roster? What would you say to folks out there that he brings to the table that's like, you know what, that's something that only Oscar brings and nobody else can?
I would say he has hunger, man. He has that hunger for knowledge, and that's what I've always appreciated about Oscar. Is he appreciates everyone's talent for what it is, and he works with what you have. It doesn't try to, you know, make you step out of who you are, you know. And he's always willing to adapt and get creative with the way that he teaches. You know, he teaches me as well as other people. You know, I know that there's a lot of guys that have spoke on his behalf about how great his work is and his knowledge of the game, his know-how, and it's just exciting to see him at the highest level doing what he does, doing what he loves, you know?
So how important is that nowadays to be able to individualize a pitching plan for somebody, because that's not always been the way that the game has worked as recently, maybe as last year. I mean, everybody is their own individual. Finally, I think the game is starting to come around to that, and people are starting to realize that. How important is that?
It's really important. I mean, you know, you can never really have a cookie-cutter type player on the field, you know what I mean, because there's so many different dynamics and variables of the game that you have to assess, and, you know, being able to help guys, you know, reach their full potential is who they are, and the individual will collectively help the team. You know, if everyone can reach their peak potential and do their best, then, you know, you're helping the team collectively as an individual. So it's very important, because especially now with these matchup changes where you have to face three hitters minimum in an inning, is really important for everybody to kind of, you know, hone in on their craft and go out there and get those outs, because, you know, if not, you're gonna just be, you know, out there, you're gonna leave guys stranded on bases, and you'll give the opportunity for the opposition to capitalize. So it's very important.
Well, that's just one of many rule changes that the game, assuming that it will be played this year, is going to be played under. I'm sure you've kept up to speed on some of the proposals that are out there as far as what you can and cannot do, more so of a list of what you cannot do, it seems, Keone, especially with social distancing. What do you make of all of it, and what are your thoughts?
I think that if you have the proper testing, or you facilitate the proper testing, you know, give everybody checkups and stuff like that, you know, I don't know. I can't really speak on it because I'm not a health expert, but I'm assuming that if you just have the correct medical checks and, you know, try to keep everything as, clean as possible, or keep the social mean, you can't. It's going to be hard. If the dude hits a single, you're going to be standing next to the first baseman. You know, if you're turning a double play and you have someone signed to second, you're going to come into, you know, close contact. It's inevitable. But I think that if you just give proper testing and everybody is truthful about any symptom that they may feel and can come forward, then I think, you know, we can handle this and continue to move forward.
Derek,
it has to be fast because, you know, I figure if the season was to start any later and we're trying to extend it through October, November, I mean, you know, flu season's coming up pretty soon as well. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know all the, I'm not a health expert, but I'm just observing and speaking my mind, you know.
Yeah, no, I got you. I mean, well, what are you feeling? Do you feel pretty confident that things are going to get off the ground, or do you think it might just be too far a bridge to cross?
I mean, I feel fairly confident that something's going to happen. I mean, as you've seen on the social media platforms, that, you know, you're seeing all these different guys who are speaking out about resuming the 2020 season. And I think it comes down to a lot of different things. You know, I know that the Players Union and MLB are in negotiation right now, going back and forth, and everything is pending. So I'm hopeful. I'm confident. I mean, at least I'm going to support the effort, keep my arm going and trying to stay locked in. So if the season does come, that, you know, I'm not caught off guard. We can, you know, play ball.
As far as the negotiations are concerned, I mean, you seem like a guy that's pretty strong in his convictions. Where do you stand on the whole thing? And do you feel that everything's being done in good faith?
Yeah, I think everything is being done in good faith, of course, in fairness to all parties, you know, as you have, like, you know, ownership groups and as well as the players and the players' union. You know, there are a lot of variables that guys are needing to go over and come through to come to a mutual agreement that best suits, you know, both parties, is going to be beneficial for the health of everybody included as well. So, you know, I'm just like I said before, I'm hoping that we can continue to move forward and we get everything as far as, like, precautionary stuff in line, so we can just get back to playing ball and, you know, give the people at home some type of normal setting, give them a America's pastime, you know, something to continue to, you know, push through this situation. Because who knows how long, you know, this is going to continue.
Do you think the players are maybe getting a bad rap from the standpoint of that they aren't motivated to play? That's something that seems to be, that's a narrative out there that, clearly, you know, you've just mentioned that that's not the case. The guys are chomping at the bit. They want to get back out on the field just as much as everybody else does.
Of course, yeah. Guys want to get out there and play. And I guess you could have, it's all about the optics on the situation, you know, depending, because it's all relative, right? You know, like, you got guys who are making $30 million and you have guys who are making league minimum. But it still stinks either way. You know, if those guys who are making $30 million had to work their way up to get to that position, to get those contracts for that. So now you're losing on guaranteed money, and then you have guys who are at league minimum who are still fighting to, you know, solidify themselves and establish themselves in the game, to where, you know, there may be a financial burden. But, you know, I know guys want to keep playing because this is our livelihood, this is our craft, and, you know, for the most part, I'm sure most of us have all been playing since we were little boys, and now we're grown men, and, you know, we all have families to feed. At least I know that's, I want to get back to playing even, you know, I can deal with the pay cut, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm still going to be losing a year of competition, you know, I need to continue to hone my craft and prepare, you know, and this was a big season for me as well. You know, this is my free agency year to campaign and showcase my talents to the league and the world, you know, so. A lot of guys are losing out, but, you know, everyone's in it. So I think we just need to find what's going to be fair, what's mutual between all parties, and continue to move forward, man.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, this is a tough year for you personally, and you're not the only guy in this boat in your situation. for everybody else out there. I mean, there's an extra motivation for the other Keone Kellas in the world out there in Major League Baseball. How tough is it to be in this situation? Because essentially you work your whole life to be where you're at or have the opportunity that you would have had here in 2020. That's like the year that you circle on the calendar after playing baseball for 15, 16 years of your life.
Yeah, I'm fortunate and I'm blessed, to have been able to play this game as long as I have and at the professional level that I have. And like I said, it's all perception really about it, where people in their lives and to the positions they are in currently. I'm thankful that I'm in a position where the situation isn't hindering me to an extent, where I'm getting stressed or I'm nervous about life, but there are other people who have, real life problems, and so it's like, I don't want to put my issues above anybody else's, but it's just the only thing that I would say is hard is just not keeping any rhythm, of what I've been doing. I haven't been home at this time of the year since, probably when I was a little kid,
It's wild. It's wild for sure as we chat with Pirates closer Keone Kella here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Are the players unified? Because you mentioned a moment ago, Keone, that, you've got your big money guys and you've got your league minimum guys. There are two sets of classes, if you will, that are able to weather a potential storm. Do you feel that everybody is unified in the Players Association and that all players are on the same page, at least with one another?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, just from the collective group of men that I've spoken to, that I have relationships with in the league, it seems that everybody wants to continue to play. And, when you get to a certain level, and I guess in a corporation or business, and you're discussing contracts and stuff, it really has to benefit. Like I said, it really has to be mutual and has to benefit both sides. And, I know that there are guys, and even in the, I'm sure in the players union and players that have biased opinions on certain things, as so with ownership groups. I don't think anyone's ever going to really agree completely and everyone's going to be 100% certain on what they choose, but I think it has to be a collective agreement that, it just pushes for something to be positive, for a positive change to happen and for guys, for the momentum to be pushed forward so we can get back into whatever normal looks like, moving forward after this whole situation.
Yeah. Do you think, just to reiterate, that everything will come to an agreement, that things will get done at day's end? I know it seems like, as we sit here and we chat now, that both sides are so far apart, but based on what you said and just everything that, your whole take on it, it seems pretty encouraging, actually.
Yeah, I'm encouraged about it. I believe that people will have opportunity to see the Pittsburgh Pirates play ball and hopefully possibly in PNC Park, possibly without fans as well. But, I think it would be a good spark for the whole nation, to get the game going and give people something to root for, something to, when they come home after, their long days, to hang their hat up or their coat and, watch some baseball, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we do come to an agreement and that guys can just, figure it out.
Keone Kella, Pirates closer, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We'll continue our conversation with Keone coming up next. Dan Zangrilli with you until 11 o'clock, revisiting our second part of our interview with Pirates closer Keone Kella. This is where it sort of gets good, and this is where we get to the point-blank questions.
Keone, you've been here for a couple of years now. Let me ask you this just point blank. Do you feel that you've been treated fairly by Pittsburgh fans, or maybe let me ask you this, Pittsburgh media all told, everything that was written last year, do you feel that you've gotten a fair shake?
Yeah, I do. I mean, because I think that You know, whenever you come in interaction with anybody from, you always have to form your opinion, you know, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a professional athlete, you know what I mean? And everyone else included, that's a professional athlete. You know, you have your very few guys that are the epitome of greatness in the game, in a sense. And you're always going to have people that talk bad or talk good about you. You know what I mean? And it really is what it is. And I think I've been given a fair shake, you know. Of course, I've had a little, I guess, mishaps or whatever the media wants to blow up and put this projection of who I am. It really matters to me to an extent, but as long as it's factual, you know what I mean? That's all I really care about. People from Pittsburgh have been good to me, man. They've shown me nothing but love. As far as the media, like, that, to me, that's hoopla. You know, neither. If, to me, I know what's up with me. You know what I mean? I know what's going on in my heart and in my mind. And, you know, I know the people, my core group of people I'm around support me. So it's all good.
And I guess I wanted to ask you if you believe that an accurate portrayal has been painted of you here in the city. And if not, what would you tell those people?
I would like to tell, you know, I would want people to know that I have a big heart. I'm a passionate person. I care about everything that I do, and when I'm out there in between those lines, I'm giving it my all, you know, and off the field as well. So that's all I'd really, really care for anyone to know. You know, aside from me being a baseball player, I want people to know me better for a good person. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to ever be one of those guys that's, you know, is going to be fake about it. You know, like, if you come at me wrong or, you know, there's not that mutual respect, then you know what? Then I'm not going to sit here and just give it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a pretty blunt person and I'm straightforward about who I am and, you know, I tell it like it is. And sometimes people don't like that because it comes off as aggressive or, you know, brute or whatever, but, you know, it is what it is.
Is that needed more in this game, though? Having said that, I mean, I've always contended, I've been around the game for a long time. I believe that you need to win, you need really good players, but you also need maybe a little bit of what you just sort of described.
Yeah, I mean, you know, baseball is in a state where, you know, there's a lot of money behind a lot of these players. You know, you can't, there's no way you could play this game how we used to watch guys play the game. You know, at least when I grew up watching the game, late 90s, early 2000s, when, you know, it's not that it's not a man's game, but they fall down a little soft, you know what I mean, in my opinion. And, yeah, I think we definitely need that, you know, cause this is, you know, I mean, of course, this is a blue collar game, man. You know, and, especially in Pittsburgh, playing in Pittsburgh, man, you gotta be a hard knock. I mean, it's a steel city, you know? I don't know. I think the game needs it. It's the way I grew up, you know, playing hard knock baseball.
Do you believe that you're in a position now as the closer of the team, being around for a little while, to kind of set that tone in the clubhouse for them to take on, for your other teammates, that is, to take on your persona? In other words, was your attitude and edge that you just sort of described in your philosophy on how the game is approached, do you believe something like that has been missing from the Pirates?
Yeah, I do to a degree. I think that I wouldn't say that I want anybody to emulate my persona. I'd want everybody to be exactly who they are, but to the highest form. You know, there's guys like Brian Reynolds, you know, who's very, like, this dude will go 3 for 4 and have 2 bombs and a double and a triple in a game or something like that. Won't even smile. But it's a respect. But there's a respect about it, who he is, because you still feel that magnetism. You know, you feel the electricity when that kid steps on the field and balls out. And then you got JB, who's like a momentum guy. You know, he'll start off with a double. Then he'll start off with a single. Then he'll just go get him a 2-3-1 bomb, and he'll, you know, he'll just let off a big roar, you know what I mean? And it's I want everybody just to be vibrant in who they are. You got Joe Musgrove, that guy's had the sniper focus when he's on that mound. You know, and I wouldn't say that I wouldn't want anybody to emulate my persona. I just want everybody to be their own dog. You know, as long as they're just out there ready to be an alpha dog. You know, it's all good. You know, because I don't expect anybody to be rah-rah or who they're not. You know, I want everybody that I play with to just be who they are. You know, support each other, pick each other up. You know, show love on and off the field when you can, and go out there and ball. You know, cause this is at the end of the day, this is a kid's game that we're playing. There's no big.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, Keone, that was great stuff. Appreciate your time. I wish you happiness. I wish you health. I wish you success here in 2020, and hopefully we'll be connecting here sooner rather than later and actually talking about games.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate your time. I appreciate the opportunity to get on with you, man. And I just want to send out my love to everybody in Pittsburgh, and everybody stay safe, healthy, and we hope to see everybody at peace.